Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hit my music!
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Oh, how sweet it is to see the Kings offense hum a little bit. Second, I have a back-to-back after that ugly finish against the Memphis Grizzlies where the Kings could not hit a three. They were taking on a San Antonio team that was also on the second. I have back-to-back and shorthanded. No Trey Jones, no Devin Vassell, and no Victor Wembanyama. So how would it look for the Sacramento Kings? Actually, early on, it got a little scary. It was 33-19 San Antonio. Good. Second chance points galore. Champagne hitting three after three. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no. What's going to happen if they lose? But they respond. They got a lift from some maybe unlikely heroes. Kevin Huerter was really significant tonight. Keon Ellis, welcome back to the rotation, my friend. And by the end of the first quarter, the Kings tied it at 33 and never look back again.
Got to tell me what song that
There's no song. That was my original. Let me continue on. The Kings scored a season-high 140 points.
Ooh.
Had a season-high 51 made field goals, according to my guy Jason Ross. And it was their biggest win of the season by point differential. They win 140 to 113 in San Antonio, and now get ready to return home for a matchup against the struggling Utah Jazz.
There we are.
I'm Juice Mason. That's Morgan Reagan. How you doing, Mo?
Well, I'm better. Kings get the W. You could sit here and say, they're supposed to get the W, of course. Spurs were short. I don't care. I don't care when they're supposed to get the W anymore. We're at the point of the season because of their wins and losses that the expectations going into some of these games, I know what I want to see, but I'm just not expecting to see it. And so when I do see everyone step up in a game like this, love it. I'm happy.
So Sacramento with the win now 11-13. So yeah, we talked about that slow start and it was a little bit frustrating when you saw some odd bounces going to the Spurs, maybe some bad coverage and defensive breakdowns at time. And all of a sudden you're seeing the Spurs get it going from three early. And I'm like, there's just no way. It can't be one of those nights again. I like the response after. And to me, I think the story of this game is something that we've talked about a lot this year. I know what DeMar DeRozan's going to do on a given night. He's been consistent. De'Aaron, Malik. Malik as a starter. Oh, my God. Like 20 points, 7 assists a game. The guy's been awesome. Sabonis. I know what those four guys, for the most part, are going to bring every night. They're going to impact the game. What are the others going to do? Coming into this game, Kevin Huerter was shooting like 23% on open threes. Keegan Murray was at like 17% on open threes on like two attempts. But like,
still.
The Kings as a team shooting 27% on the season on open threes. I bring all that up. Those guys, when they play well, the Kings win. It's really that simple. I know it seems like, wait, you just need Kevin and Keegan to knock down some shots. Yeah, that's what you need. And tonight, those guys were really, really good for the Sacramento Kings. And then the last thing I want to bring up, Morgan, is Keon Ellis getting some time. And like, look, breaking news, you can play both Kevin Huerter and Keon Ellis, and Keon impacted. But yes, to me, it was the others.
Yeah, and you talk about the others, so I wanted to get to this tweet that Brendan Nunes put out. The Kings will improve to 9-2 when Kevin Huerter scores 10-plus points.
That's an insane stat.
8-11 when he fails to reach double digits. And then, you know, he just puts, sometimes it's as simple as missing versus making shots. And it's wild when you do simplify it like that. But this is a team sport. And when you don't have your other guys doing their job, and his job specifically at times is to make those shots. It's just to make those shots. I mean, of course, that's everybody, but like him, his identity throughout his career, shot maker. And I love that he was making them tonight. And I hope that he can continue to do so. And if not, though, Deuce, find another way to score. And I know we'll get to Keon. I just want to finish on Kevin because I do think I like you see it with the way when he's making that first three in this game and then he's just feeling good shooting that ball. I don't know how to bring that out of him every game because it's not like you can sit here and be like, oh, he's just had a couple bad shooting games. It's been a big enough sample size where he's got to figure it out. And so I love when we see this type of game from him.
Kevin Huerter had 16 points in this game. He did on 6 of 7 shooting, including 4 of 4 from 3. That's 100%, believe it or not.
Well, I didn't realize it was 4 of 4.
Yeah, I did the math real fast on that. I hope it can do something for his confidence. And I know it's like, you know, I had mentioned this to you off air about this and you're like, well, yeah, you just have to see it. And it's true because we've seen him, you know, I think that last matchup, maybe it was against Utah a while back.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago when he knocked down like 5. Oh, could this get him going? Yep. And then he went back into a slump. And I think that's the thing we're all waiting on is can the Kings string something together? They have not won back-to-back games in literally over a month now. And so they've got a chance against Utah to do that. But, yeah, I thought Kevin coming in and giving the Kings bench that has not been able to score much at all this year to come in and, you know, score 16 points. He was smiling. He looked happy out there. I just hope for his sake he can get it turned around because you just read that stat from Brendan Nunes.
Yeah.
When Kevin Huerter is scoring the basketball, good things happen for the Kings.
And it's not just because of the type of team that they were playing, because we've...
Yeah, that hasn't mattered this year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we've seen Kevin Huerter shoot wide open shots that this offense will generate for him and for other guys on this team, and we'll still miss them, whether it's a good team or a bad team that they're playing. So that's why when you do see this finally happening, you're not like, oh, it's just because the Spurs were shorthanded. No, it's because he felt a different way about his game, about his confidence, just a different mentality.
The next guy, Keon Ellis, off the bench.
Oh, hell
yeah. And, you know, last night he played 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes. The game before that, he did not play. We said in both those games, one was a win, one was a loss. Like, you got to find time for Keon Ellis. And, yeah, it's sacro. You can only play so many guys. I understand all that. Well, Keon needs to be one of those guys. And tonight, he plays, and Jay Crowder does not. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm sorry. Jay Crowder is a vet. I like him, and I think he could still find a role on this team and get minutes and whatever, depending on the outcome. But, like, he is a 34-year-old. Like, he can still impact things, and he is.
In
like,
so many different
ways. In so many ways.
Like,
Mark Jones brought this up on the broadcast, and I think I mentioned on the podcast the other night, or maybe I mentioned Discord. I don't know. Before a game, like, Jay Crowder is taking Isaac Jones, rookie, to the officials to introduce him. Like, it's just like those little thing, vet things. And so he can impact things. Anyway, my point being is tonight he did not play. Keon played. And Keon came in and just embraced what he... Oh, it's what he always does. It's like the guy could sit for 2 games, 5 games, 6 games. He can get minutes. He can go from starting, whatever. He's going to come in and try to have an impact on the game. He had 4 steals tonight. Mike Brown, the coaching staff, gave him the defensive player of the game crown after the game.
Amen.
And, like, he is too good.
I agree.
To not play. And when I say that, that's not meaning he's an all-star. It's he makes plays out there. His defensive awareness, understanding how to play physical, swiping at the ball, steals, hitting a three, getting in the paint. Had a couple of sprays, I think, tonight, too. I loved how Keon Ellis played.
And it's not just because of the pieces on this roster when you go into the bench and you go into the depth. It's not that. Like, he plays. I like his style of play, especially on the defensive end. And when he does just play confidently and understands what he needs to do out there in his role. And I think it's important that he can make mistakes and still feel confident, where we saw a couple games ago, and then he got benched, was like, he had a few turnovers at the end of the third, it was just like a foul, turnover, whatever. And he just needs to understand that he is valuable, but I think the coaching staff needs to understand his value in the rotation is very valuable as well, and not just, oh, because of this matchup or because of this matchup. No, as a basketball player and what he can add to this depth, to this bench, it is important.
I'm also a big believer in letting players work through mistakes.
Sure.
And he's going to make mistakes out there. And, you know, I'm Chris Biederman of the B asked Mike Brown after the game about, you know, did Keon do enough here to stick in the rotation? Yeah. And Mike's like, look, the guys I'm playing every night are going to be Fox, Sabonis, DeMar, Keegan, Monk. And he goes, and probably Herter. After that, but something that we were on pregame today with Kyle Draper, and I thought Draper brought up a good point too, is like, I'd like to just see a good, you know, 5-10 game sample size of like the same rotation. I know it could change every once in a while, but just let some of these guys go out there and cook and make mistakes. You know, Isaac Jones tonight, I think Isaac's been playing some good basketball. I think he's given the Kings some a good lift, good energy off the bench, and he makes a defensive mistake tonight. And well, one that I noticed, I'm sure there's probably a couple other things.
Sure.
But then, like, you don't see him until the fourth quarter again. I'm like, I just want to see this guy out there. Yeah. I let him learn from the mistakes. It doesn't mean go out there and just keep making mistake after mistake, but the leash should be slightly longer for some of these bench guys. And someone like Keon, who got valuable starting experience last year, starting experience this year, has got to be on the floor.
I agree, but I also think Mike Brown, maybe I'm wrong about this, and maybe this is something I ask, and maybe he wouldn't even answer it truthfully, I don't know, but I feel like sometimes there's this, especially this season, there's more of a desperation of making sure you get the W.
I get it.
Then he doesn't trust his other guys. But that ultimately, when you look at the future, it's not going to be sustainable for what you need to do for this basketball team, for the minutes, for these guys and their bodies, and for the chemistry that they can build and the confidence that they can build by being out there on the floor.
It's a bit short-sighted.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's like you're trying to dig out of this hole. But you're right. Long term, you want these guys to develop and build chemistry as, you know, a bench unit too, right? Get comfortable out there. But I was really happy to see Keon come out and impact things. I mean, 4 steals in 20 minutes.
Hell
ridiculous.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And so I really liked what he brought. The next guy that we got to talk about is Keegan Murray. I thought Keegan had a really strong game. Defensively, we know what he can do, but similar to Kevin, it's like, all right, can you make some threes? Keegan has struggled, especially on the second night of back-to-backs. And I think a lot of times it's because he's gassed, because he plays 40 minutes every night. Well, tonight, he ends up with 17 points, 6 rebounds. I believe he had 2 blocks as well, 7 of 11 shooting, and 3 of 5 from downtown. I really liked his game, and it always looks better when you knock down threes, but I felt like he had a good balance to his game with the aggressiveness.
Well, I mentioned it to you when the game started, and he went into the paint, and he was looking to do like a little hook shot or something. And I remember just the way that it was coming off his arm. It looked like he didn't really want to commit to it. Missed shot. And I was just like, damn, like, what is he doing? I don't need him to throw it down. I don't need him to draw a foul. I just need him. I've seen him shoot those shots with finesse and confidence. Does it again later on in the game. You can just tell he was feeling different.
A couple of post moves,
and then he had that little hook. And yeah, but it was like a different type of like, oh, I can just elevate over this person. Like, I don't even have to think about it. And that's what I saw in him. He wasn't thinking about things. He was just playing, allowing the game to come to him, playing freely. And when you have that type of Keegan, it's crazy. You can see it in his shoulders, his body language, every single thing that he does out there on the floor, even the motion of his shot, his form is different when he's feeling good.
Yeah, and we talked about that Pat Riley quote the other day, right? Like,
what's that?
You can't ignore the good shit in bad games because, like, it all kind of matters, right?
Absolutely.
And last night against the Memphis Grizzlies, I went back and I did this breakdown the fourth quarter. And Keegan, a couple of times, attacked, got into the paint. The defender helped from the weak side.
Yeah.
And Keegan made the right pass to the corner. One was a Kevin Huerter missed three. The other was a Malik Monk made three. But I think he is showing that he's getting better with his decision making in that regard. There's been more consistency with him getting in the paint. He's just got to keep that mindset going. I think he's starting to string it together after having the kind of down games, and that Portland game was not a good example. Mm-hmm. I like what I'm seeing. I was so happy that he knocked down some threes tonight.
Yeah. I think when you see this entire team knock down some threes, I swear it's contagious with them, Morgan, on certain nights. Like, and I mean, I say I swear, it's like, duh, no shit. Like that happens with so many different sports where you can feel that energy from another teammate, or just the flow of the game is better because you're making your shots. Like, duh, those things are going to happen. But I feel like there's too many times this season where missed shots are dictating their game as well. And you have to get to a point where you just get out of that and you just don't allow that to happen. And so tonight, I'm glad that the shot making was contagious around this entire roster. And yeah, it makes... It's just so much easier to talk about.
They were 16 of 34 from downtown in this game. The Spurs finished 14 of 41, but they were 9 of, I think, 27 at the half. So they had 9 threes at the half. They finished with 14. Sacramento did a much better job of, like, running Champagne off the line. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't get as many clean looks after that. I think he hit 5 threes in the first half. He finished with 1 in the second half. So much better defense by Sacramento on the three-point line, which was significant because that's been a problem all year. And then, of course, they knocked down 16 of their own. They also got to the free throw line, 22 of 24 at the line. So we talk about the others. Let's give DeMar some love for a second because DeMar finished with 23 points, and he made some history tonight. He had a free throw at the 8:28 mark of the second quarter. He became the 30th player in NBA history to reach 24,000 points, the 6th active player to reach 24,000 points.
Cool. That's cool.
He's Congrats. A bucket. I like how he played tonight, too. And I said this last night. DeMar in this offense, from what I've seen, and there's times he could take over or whatever, but I think DeMar is so much better in this offense when it's quick. Everything's quick. And that's his decisions. Like, if he's pushing and he is going to go in ISO mode, just do something quick. It's when he kind of dribbles, slow to react, and maybe then misses a guy.
And then he's like, I already committed to this, so now I need to keep going with it.
Right. And so I think when he's at his best, the Kings are creating isolation situations for him.
Yep.
And then we saw that a lot in that Houston game, right? The Houston game in that third quarter is like they're running so much the same play over and over again. And, you know, five or six of those times DeMar scored, but the other times he got good looks for Fox and Monk and Sabonis. So I think it's that off-ball movement, those screens that get him the matchups he wants as opposed to forcing it. You know what I'm saying?
And he has such incredible vision and his passing ability.
Yeah.
Like, his ability to make a cross-court pass because his vision being a little bit taller, whatever, being strong, whatever it is, it's crisp, it's precise. And I just love when he finds more of that balance. And I think you're right. When he's forced to play with a little bit more speed and a little bit quicker decision-making, I think that needs to be told to him before every single game.
Yeah.
You know?
But and look, there's going to be, I think we talked about this before, like he's slowing it down sometimes is a good thing. I just think they could pick their spots by running action for him to get those isolation situations.
Which they did. You did a breakdown on that the other day where, you know, they run that play where they have someone, they get the ball up, let's say Malik, they have De'Aaron Fox run through. So then all the defense is kind of shifting over, paying attention to Fox as DeMar gets a pin down or a flex cut all the way back across to the weak side and then goes to work. And what I love is if a double is thrown at him, well then, easy. Someone else is open, and that's where the quick decision needs to make. But if no one else doubles him, go to work, big fella.
Yeah, and, you know, getting him some of this action, too, is, you know, get the Monk Sabonis pick and roll game, and it doesn't always have to lead to a Monk basket or a Sabonis basket.
Yeah.
It could lead to putting pressure on the defense, help having to come over on Monk or on Sabonis, and then you're trusting Monk is going to get it to DeMar, and DeMar can make something happen in attack mode. So, yeah, DeMar tonight, good game for him. 23 points on 8 of 15 shooting, 6 of 6 at the line. He also knocked down a 3, 1 of 3 from downtown. Domas Sabonis.
Beast!
22 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists in this game, 7 of 12 shooting. He was 8 of 9 at the free throw line. No Victor in this game. Obviously a huge thing as he just... Victor defensively just makes you think. Just his sheer presence on the floor.
Yeah.
And tonight he went at Collins early. Collins picks up his third foul. Clearly fouled him, but he's frustrated. He's yelling at the ref. Gets a technical. Spurs sub Collins out. He's walking the bench, still talking. And then he goes, actually, you know what? It was way too intense.
That was a good flip off. Yeah. This was like,
It was like, I don't really want to flip you off. Yeah. It's like, are you actually flipping me off? This is such a lame flip off. Okay. Like, I'm sorry, if you're flipping off a ref, I need you to, like, get into it. I'll never forget Joe Kim Noah years ago in Sacramento when he was with the Bulls. Literally got tossed, and he went to the ref and went, fuck you, and fuck you. Like, you gotta, you
Deuce. Can't. And I've told.
I'm mad.
And I even said, I was like, that's like, on the post-game show, I said, that's like how a middle schooler flips off a teacher when you like, they piss them off or whatever, as soon as they turn around. But it's funny because I think about this and how like, instead of throwing up a middle finger, what I did when I was in middle school is I chucked a piece of wood at the teacher. It was a woodshop teacher and he kept touching all the girls in the class and I was like really, he ended up like, yeah, being a gross man toucher, whatever.
Okay, this podcast took a very interesting turn.
And then he hated me because I made sure like he could never like touch my back or anything. And then he was like getting me in trouble. So instead of flipping it off, I chucked a piece of wood at his office. And then I got sent to the office. But my point is, it's like chuck the piece of wood. Don't just throw up a little finger. What?
Okay. Is this a therapy session? You want to talk things out?
No, because he never got to me. He got to all the other young women that were at this school. I know, sick. Men are gross. Especially woodshop teachers, gross.
I'm with you guys. This went a dark direction. We went from Zach Collins.
Yeah, flipping off a teacher and it's like a commit. Throw the piece of wood. That was my whole point. How is that not a point?
That's, yeah, sure.
I've told this story before.
Yeah, transition out of this. Let's see here.
Mr. reminisces on all of his dark times all the time. And I have one dark story to tell. One dark story. Sorry for protecting myself, people. Instead of with the middle finger, a piece of wood.
Oh, I'm glad you did it. No one's complaining that you did it. It's just an interesting story. Happy Friday night, everybody. Hey, Sabonis. That's who we're talking about. Domantas Sabonis.
The person that brings up every dark story from his past in the world. And I have one. Please.
Okay, I was going to go Sabonis, if you don't mind. Every time I go back to Sabonis, you bring it back up.
Because you're making me feel weird that I brought it up.
It was just an interesting turn. It was an observation.
How is that an interesting turn?
I just did. More.
Are you kidding me? Every single time you have a story. Every single time. And guess what I do? I go, oh, man, like that sucks. I'm sorry. Instead, for me, it was like interesting turn. I was just saying Zach Collins, like commit to the flipping off. That's all I was saying.
I got it.
But you're not embracing my story. You're trying to transition out of my story instead of like giving me, empowering me and be like, yeah, that was smart. Good job.
I actually said that. So you'll did? Listen back to the podcast and feel really smart.
Thank God.
Domas Sabonis.
Holy smokes, sir.
Domas Sabonis tonight. I thought, yeah, he attacked Collins early on and Charles Bassey was like, okay, I'm not worried about Charles Bassey. Yeah, he was awesome tonight, and I like how aggressive he was.
Domas, Mr. Reliable, and seriously, he's just someone that you can appreciate every single night. I know the other night he put up some numbers, but ended up being a loss. But tonight, again, just being able to clean some things up, being able to be in that two-man game, it's beautiful.
That's it? I thought you had more, sorry.
On Domas?
I didn't know. It was kind of abrupt. You're throwing me off right now. What? It was just, it was abrupt for you. It was just an abrupt stop. So I'm like, okay.
You need to flow differently, bro.
Okay.
Flow.
Okay.
Flow.
Yeah, I need a flow. But
I'm Zach calling the ref. We want more wood. Thank you.
Are you just reading the chat?
Yes. You guys are sweet. Thank you.
De'Aaron Fox and I had 22 points. Monk had 22. Those guys have been so good. Fox, by the way, had 8 assists in this game, 4 rebounds, 9 of 17 shooting. Malik, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 7 of 15 shooting. Malik as a starter has been fantastic. Like, I mean, I think now after tonight, he is averaging over 20 points a game as a starter, over 7 assists. It's refreshing that they've kind of leaned into this, and you start thinking about the possibilities of how good this team could be if other guys knock down shots. But Malik being in that lineup has been great.
Well, and I talked about Domas being reliable, you know, and then you have Malik Monk making 3-point shots and being reliable and making them right away, or at least in this one. What did he end up with from three?
Who is that?
Malik Monk. 3 of 8. Okay, so even so, he made like an early three, and I was just like, okay, like this is how you get things going. This is how it trickles down, and people just keep making their shots. And he's done that since he's been starting, you know, like hitting everyone with that first punch, that energy right from the start of the game. And you can say it sets a tone at the start of the game, but at the same time, the tone of the start of this game wasn't exactly what you wanted from the Sacramento Kings, but I just still feel like him as an individual adds so much in that starting role.
I'm totally with you. Let's get to some super chats. We got a few super chats, and I don't want to forget them. Let's see here. Where is it? We got Oscar. Hey, Morgan, Kings should aim for 135-plus points and outshoot opponents all the time. Sac just focus more on offense moving forward. Well, yeah, Oscar, I think being able to score 135-plus points a night would be cool. I don't think any NBA team in history has been able to average that. Jose Jr. donates $5. Hey, Morgan, how do you feel about the new Fox shoes?
Ooh, do we want to talk about them?
Yeah.
I love them. Oh, yeah, I can show them.
Morgan has them. Here. Morgan has a pair.
Cute box. Oh, yeah, so
Are we doing an unboxing?
What?
We're doing an unboxing right now. Let's
is
show the
that
box.
Is what it is? Show the box.
Okay.
There you go. So pretty cool box. And it's the logo we all know, it's a fox, it's a D, and it's
a 5.
A 5, that's what it is. Okay. So then I don't unbox things for a living. You see here, these are the shoes and they're amazing. And I think I shouldn't just do the Velcro on the microphone. Oh, thank you. You see here, they have a whole bunch of different details, and they have like the little bit of the fuzz on the tongue, and I just really like them. The foxtail
Velcro strap is cool.
And I wore them for a little bit tonight. I obviously didn't play basketball tonight, but I wore them for a little bit, and I was just like, I was really impressed with just how it hugs your ankle for being kind of like a low top. But I have Curry's first Under Armour shoes, and I really like those too. So these, but what I like about these feel a little bit thicker, and they're still super light. So you can be the fastest player out there.
It's not gonna help you, man. It's not gonna help you be faster. Well, I can promise you that.
That's okay. I can use my basketball IQ.
Yeah, I'm getting choked up thinking about it. Yeah, and the other colorways are coming out too.
Yeah.
So
didn't you say that they were close to like selling out or whatever?
I think this one today. I think it was. Shit. That's what I saw Rasay tweet about.
Oh, that's cool.
Someone was saying salute Curry for wearing the Fox shoes tonight.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah. I mean, he better.
Deuce had a different.
Yeah, Curry's
way of
looking at it. Probably helps his wallet. I'm sure he should. I mean,
yeah, but it's still cool.
We got more of the podcast coming up in a second, but we should tell you that tonight we're presented by our friends over at Turtle Beach! Oh, the holiday season is here. And how about gaming equipment for you and your loved ones?
Oh, I love it. And I'm not a huge gamer, but I have the headphones. They're headphones, and they're wireless, so they connect with the Bluetooth. I have them connected to my laptop, and I edit a lot of different things with them. I listen to music with them, and And I'm just really impressed. And then also what I've noticed every single time we've talked about Turtle Beach, there's been so many listeners that go, oh yeah, I have Turtle Beach products too.
Yeah, so head over to turtlebeach.com to grab those headphones Morgan has, those Gen 3 Stealth 700 headsets. It sounds intense because it has such an intense sound. For a limited time offer, head to turtlebeach.com. Use code DMPOD for 10% off your entire order. That's 10% off your order at turtlebeach.com with promo code DMPOD. Don't delay. Get the perfect gift now. Happy holidays from Turtle Beach. Also presented by our friends over at Mother in Sacramento.
Mother Sacramento. And you guys, make sure to order online. Like, that's how I usually eat my food from Mother every single month. And it's delicious. It's delicious if you eat in. It's delicious if you eat out. It's amazing. And they are some amazing people there at Mother, making some of the best food in Sacramento.
Michelin bib.
Yes.
Perfect 4-star review from the Sac B. Mike, Lisa, and Rob, Sacramentans, big Kings fans, and they have been part of the restaurant community for such a long time. We encourage you to check them out in Sacramento at 2319 K Street. Go to our website, mothersacramento.com. Also presented by our friends over at Gold and One Credit Union, Morgan.
We are one. Join for up to 50% off Kings home games, plus 15% off Kings store merch. I mean, there's so many. There are endless opportunities to get all these different deals just by being a Gold and One member.
That's a pretty sweet perk to get.
Yeah.
Using their online ticket portal, getting 50% off tickets? Are you kidding me? You could scan the QR code on the screen to see their range of products and services to help start your financial journey today, or go to goldenone.com. Now that's how you win as one. Also presented by our friends over at Northwest Exteriors, Morgan.
Oh man, if you're looking for new windows, or you're just looking at your house or feeling cold and going, why is it so cold in here? What do I need to do? It's probably because you need new windows. So reach out to Northwest Exteriors and get a free quote today.
Or maybe, just maybe, ooh, it has something to do with your crappy HVAC system. Because they,
yes,
do that too.
Yes.
Check out northwestexteriors.com. They also have a cool little thing going on right now. They're offering to give you a $109 window buyback offer. Also, they will donate $20 to the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station for each window purchase. The foundation supports veterans. Offer expires December 29th, 2024. Check out their website, northwestexteriors.com, because Morgan Reagan, they are
simply the best. Trust Northwest.
Okay. Player of the game.
Who
are your candidates in the chat? I want to hear what the chat says. Who should be the player of the game? And Morgan, I would love to know who you are thinking as player of the game tonight.
I'm kind of excited about Keon getting in there, but I love Kevin Huerter contributing. And so I'm going to go to the Huerter route for me.
Kevin Huerter.
Well, because, you know, I could go obviously down the line with the starters, but I really think, just having Kevin Huerter contribute and looking at that stat that Brendan Nunez put out, it's just like, wow, it's pretty wild.
Someone in the chat says Fox, obviously. Mm. Joe says Huerter. Okay. All right, what else have we got here?
Someone said Monk.
Okay.
Player of the game is Wood.
That's funny.
Good bit.
That's funny. That's a good callback.
Well, and someone else put, use code WOOD for 0% off.
It's one of those all-time show moments, because it just was so unexpected. Like, it was so unexpected. And then the detail of the story was like, oh, whoa, okay. You know, it was just a lot at once. And it's fine.
I see.
It was just like, I was not expecting it. It was chucked wood at a teacher because he upset me.
I was just like, I was like, oh wow, how is he not embracing this right now?
I thought we were about to do a crime documentary on some school that had some crazy
petty
teacher. Yeah.
And it's, for sure. You know, gross. He was gross.
Sabonis getting mentioned too. That's something I forgot to mention. So Sabonis chipped a tooth tonight.
Oh, yep. Chipped a tooth.
Zach Collins hit him in the face. Sabonis, I think, has officially, if I'm not... Yes, congratulations. You had DeMar DeRozan get to 24,000 points, and Sabonis tonight reached 10,000 hits to the face.
Congrats, you know? Domas.
I am Deuce Mason. Okay, so you guys, this might be controversial what I'm going to do then, huh?
What?
With my player
He's
of the
gonna
game
He's going to make
tonight.
It Zach Collins.
Nope.
Oh. Oh, wait, that was... Oh, the others!
Simply the best players of the game tonight.
Whoa.
We're going with the others. I know what Keon does, or DeMar does, and I know what Fox does, and Monk, and Sabonis. The others have to step up, and tonight they did. Keegan, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Herter, 16 points on 6 of 7 shooting, 4 of 4 from 3, also had 3 assists, 3 rebounds. Keon Ellis... The stats don't go crazy off the screen, but you felt his impact out there. 3 points, 4 steals, 3 assists. He did that in 20 minutes of work. The others are simply the best players of the game, presented by our friends over at Northwest Exteriors.
All right. I don't think that's controversial.
I know if it's like a cop-out.
I said...
Well, last night I did the Grizzlies bench.
No. I mean, didn't we do Jay Huff? No, it was the Grizzlies bench, which deserved. Yep. You got to read the room, you know, and the others it is tonight.
Yeah, I was really excited to see that. And now Kings try to do something they haven't done in well over a month, and that's when back-to-back games, I think it was Toronto and then at Miami they won. The last time they won back-to-back games. They're sitting at 11-13, and they really got to start putting it together, as we've been mentioning 1,000 times. Next up for them, they're back home Sunday to take on
the Utah Jazz.
The Utah Jazz, who are playing right now. I just want to check their game.
Yeah.
And of course, Utah is smashing the Blazers tonight. Smashing them. And they're doing it without
Markkanen.
Yeah. Tonight, they started Keontae George, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler, John Collins, and Svi Mykhailiuk. And they are up. By the way, this game's not over. I thought it was a final.
No, it's not.
There's still 6 minutes to go.
I get it.
125-82.
Yeah.
Morgan's scared to death of this game.
I'm not even scared to death. I just, like, I can't sit here.
How do we lose the Blazers?
And feel confident. Because even how the Kings came out tonight against the Spurs, I was like, scary hours. Here we are.
Yep.
And they did what they needed to do. That was clean things up. That was get their stops. That was just like, I love that. The game, this is a game of runs. But here's the issue. The runs that teams go on against the Kings all season long are so... what's the word? Like damaging.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
To the game that is being played that I can't sit here and tell you Sunday everything's going to be okay.
It was cool to see tonight that they went on a 27-8 run on their own.
Very cool.
Which is good to see. But yeah, Utah with the win, I'm guessing they're going to hold on to this victory tonight.
Going to guess.
They're going to be 5-17. So yeah, I mean... So obviously, what more can we say about it? I mean, Sacramento, this is a good opportunity for them. And the mindset has to be to, like, lock in. And I want another game where one of my favorite numbers tonight, minutes played by the starters, okay? Fox played 32, Monk 33, Sabonis 32, Keegan 33, DeMar 32.
Mm.
I would love to get that on Sunday. And what's great, too, is you're going to be in a situation here coming up that the schedule eases up in terms of, like, the frequency.
Yep.
You play Sunday, okay? It's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what, 3 games and 4 nights. But then you play Tuesday, right?
Wait, look at the calendar. I don't think it's Tuesday. Nope.
Oh, my God, it's Thursday? Okay, I'm messing this up so much.
I know you are.
So they play Sunday against Utah, and then when do they play next?
Thursday.
Then you're off until Thursday in New Orleans. Then you don't play until Monday. And then you don't play again until?
Thursday.
Holy shit.
Dude, I mean, I need this time so much. I can cry. I'm so happy.
Well, we're not there yet, and the Kings aren't there yet.
Matter.
Get the win over Utah coming up.
If, like... I've been feeling like just too many games have been packed together this season, and I'm not playing them.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, like, we get to do the fun part, right? Like, broadcast, drive to San Francisco, get ready, blah, blah, blah. But I'm saying we all together, we all get to watch these games. And I think about the players playing in these games, so many close together, back-to-backs, all the different things. It's going to be so good for everyone to have those spacing between those games. And then hopefully it will give them this different perspective of, okay, you don't have another game until Thursday. Leave it all out there on the floor, even though you want that to be their perspective night in and night out. I don't know. I just hope it is something different these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I need it.
You need it, dude.
I was talking to a doctor today, and he's like, well, one of the things you can do is, like, not talk. I'm like,
do you say it's sorry, your job?
It's my job at this point. And it's not a situation where my voice is gone. That's the other thing that's so strange about this.
Yeah.
Usually you cough so much, your voice is gone. My voice is not gone. It sounds sexier than ever. It's just elite. You know, oh, it just ages well.
Really annoying.
Someone in the chat was like, what Utah Jazz player is going to get ejected? Yeah, how crazy is this? Like, how many straight games have we seen players ejected in Sacramento? You saw it with the Rockets, with Şengün and Udoka, and Eason tried to go into the crowd after the game.
Yep.
And then last night, Ja Morant.
Uh-huh.
And then tonight, Zach Collins.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily the Kings pissing everybody off. But I like to see it. I like that it's not the Sacramento Kings players that are getting kicked out. Would have been nicer if you got that win against Memphis. So then you're like, in every single win, you're pissing someone off. But it wasn't that.
You know, yeah.
What?
I guess this is a good point for final thoughts. We spent so much time breaking down this team on podcasts. You know, I'm listening to other people who produce Kings content. I'm talking to friends. We're talking to coworkers, and everyone's like, it's this, it's that, it's this. Man, just make some shots consistently.
Make shots.
Or find some guys who can, because this team can turn it around. They have to make threes. And that's why tonight I'm mentioning players of the game as the others, because that's what it's going to take. It has to be the others knocking down shots. I mean, what happens if, like, there's a game where, you know, Fox, Monk, and DeRozan are off? You're probably losing by, like, 70 at this rate, you know? And so the Kings have been in a lot of close games, and that is despite the fact that they have been piss poor at shooting the basketball from three.
Mm-hmm.
Can they get it together? Can a night like tonight be a turning point for Kevin Huerter and Keegan Murray? Those are the things that I think about, and I hope that there could be some made shots, because I think the Kings could really take off if they do. And if not, well, this is what you're going to see.
Yeah.
Up and down.
That's a fair analysis of where this team is at. And again, excited that they got the win tonight in that fashion, where I didn't have to worry at the end and, like, feel like, oh my God, are the Spurs coming back? Just winning like that against teams that are shorthanded, that you're supposed to win against like that. Thank you. Just thank you. Thank you. And I'm really happy for all the guys that they get to feel like that going back home.
Spurs shorthanded. This is what you want to do against a shorthanded team. You hold them to 43% shooting. They were 34% from downtown. You out-rebounded them. Sacramento had 33 assists and just 11 turnovers. The 33 assists on 51 made shots, a season high. And the last thing I would say is, like, I did not think we would be in a podcast seeing wood emojis over and over again.
I love it. And thank you to everyone who has been so sweet to me in there. And someone even said I was the player of the game for throwing a piece of wood at a creep. Are you kidding me? Like, young Morgan to older Morgan? Yeah, like, I don't give a shit who you are. You're going to get a piece of wood chucked at you if you're a freaking creep. You creep on my friends, you creep on me, you're... Mm-mm. That! That! Oh, and then I got sent...
Yeah, but if it was really cool...
Wait. Can I just tell you one thing?
Sure.
I got sent to the office and got a pink slip, and I said, no, I didn't throw it. And I kept lying and said, I didn't throw it. And then I got out of it.
Yeah, there's so many holes to this story. Why wouldn't you be like, here's why I threw it.
Oh,
and guess what?
Be,
you would have won.
Be a young middle schooler girl at that age in that situation. You weren't going to, no one was going to believe you or bring that up.
Did you sharpen the
No, wood? It was just like you a piece of wood that broke off of like my birdhouse or something.
And if I was writing, if we were doing the Morgan Reagan movie about like your life, it'd be like your rise in this business or whatever. Mm-hmm. That scene, you know, they dress it up for Hollywood a little bit. Oh, that scene, you're going to be sharpening up. Like you're spending time sharpening up the piece of wood.
Yeah.
And when you throw it, it gets him like right neck and the blood's just spurting out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go up and you take the piece of wood.
Yeah.
And you like ditch it. And everyone's like, What happened? No one will say it. And you're like, I didn't do anything.
I'd be like, oh my God, the creep is dying. That's so sad. Poor him.
Man.
Yep. But don't throw pieces of wood, kids.
How much wood is a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck. Chuck wood. You chuck wood.
Yeah, I chucked that wood.
You have any final thoughts?
thanks, everyone. No, I just need to see some basketball like this. And it's not always going to be like this. There's going to be hard times. There's going to be tougher teams like against the Houston Rockets. Can you find the balance of even when you played the Grizzlies in between of just finding a way to get the W? That's what I need to see just kind of going forward. Going to try not to have expectations. Keep my cool.
Enjoy it. Kings win tonight. 140 points. 140 to 113 over the San Antonio Spurs. We'll be back live again Sunday following Kings and Jazz. In the meantime, make sure to hop in the comments after the show. Talk about the Kings. Talk about topics. Maybe talk about Chuck and Wood at teachers who are creeps.
Yeah.
We love you guys, but we got to go.
You all have a wonderful ride. See ya.
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.